WXLK HD. Rono.
Good morning, it's your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell, it's Monica Brooks, and...
Hello, Friday. I've been waiting for you for a long time.
This is going to sound weird, Monica. Mm-hmm. First off, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going to sound weird, though? I'm nervous.
This Friday,
yeah,
actually feels more like a Friday than last Friday did. It's something about it being a five-day week.
Yep.
Getting to a Friday that actually feels like a normal Friday.
Yes.
Versus a four-day week. I think I enjoy this Friday more.
Yeah, because you're really excited. You were like, come on, Friday.
Yes.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
I talked to one of my girlfriends yesterday, and she said she woke up yesterday, and she thought it was Friday. She thought she had the day.
Mm-mm.
She had a full plate, and she's like, No.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that short week will mess you up.
It throws you off completely. It makes you less appreciative. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate today's Friday.
Yes. And I would really appreciate if somebody won $5,000 this morning.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. We have the secret sound. So at 7 o'clock, you want to listen and you want to call in to us at 540-774-9236. Be call 19 and guess that sound win $5,000.
There's no better way to start your weekend than with $5,000 as mm-hmm. well as today. It is Feel Good Friday, so go ahead and start texting in now to 52353. What are you feeling good heading into the weekend? Coming up next, Monica, I'm not feeling good about Amazon.
No,
they
what?
Are taking something away from me, away from us, and making us have to pay for it.
Don't you talk bad about Amazon.
I'm not...
Ooh.
They're being
Bezos?
Greedy. They're being greedy. I'll tell you about it next on K92.
It's the K92 Morning Things Trending News.
Your K92 Morning Thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. And we need to talk about Amazon.
Mm. Well, we love Amazon.
Do we?
Yes! One-day shipping.
Yeah,
watching your package, tracking it.
We do love Amazon. Amazon's so great. But... Amazon has started to charge a fee for returns. You can no longer return items for free. They have recently begun charging a fee of $1, Monica.
No!
For returns that customers drop off at UPS stores. And this move has created an uproar in the online shopping community, as it should. How dare they?
I guess for those folks that are constantly returning things...
Me? Yeah. Are you directing it towards...
Oh!
The thing about Amazon and my love for Amazon is that I always like, you know, if I don't like it, I just ride down here, you know, off Electric Road to the UPS store and just drop the stuff off and let them send it back for free.
Okay.
I just walk in there. But now I have to pay $1. Now I have to think twice about the purchases.
So
I
it's
buy.
You. You are the reason.
I'm 100%. You're the reason. And they're trying to come up with different hacks to get around it. Like going to the Prime memberships and resetting things, et cetera, et cetera. It's a lot of work.
Mm.
But I just want it to be free to return. But yeah, they say they've had to just because of the fees that they incur from the UPS and the FedEx.
Because he's returning everything. He's getting a couple items at a time. And then he says, I don't like it anymore and shipping it back.
I would like to say over the past 2 years, I've probably returned 10 different things from Amazon. And I probably have two to three things at home right now that I need to return.
And what's wrong with those things?
They weren't what I wanted. Here's the thing.
But you have the description. You know your sizes and everything.
I don't read it.
Oh.
Because I know I can return for free.
Now you need to read.
So why do I have to pay attention? Yes.
Yep.
Now I have to read more, which is super annoying. I don't go to Amazon to read. I go to Amazon to buy.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the... Dupla.
And we have the hashtag Get Monica on Cruise. That's
the hashtag
right there.
On a cruise? You know what? I would try it. I would, you know.
So you're down to try?
I would take a cruise somewhere.
All right, sounds good.
I just felt I'd enjoy it.
Well, I want to get you on one by 2030 because you've heard of electric cars, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a cruise company that has revealed plans for a zero emissions electric cruise ship.
That's nice. Other people can try that first. You know what? Let the first round of folks get on and see how they experience it and write some reviews.
Monica, with everything we have going on with our environment, you know, everything in Canada, New York, and all of that, like we need to think more about the environment and
yes,
an electric cruise ship, and we need you to get on it to bring more popularity to it.
Oh, that's what it is. I'll just wait for the first round. I'm pretty sure we want their reviews because they're probably official cruisers. Like, they cruise all the time. You know, there's some folks that go on cruises every year, all the time.
My mother.
Oh, your mom. And she loves a good cruise.
They're going to have retractable sails covered in solar panels that go down and come up. And they said this could set sail as soon as 2030. So 7 years from now, Monica, you're on a cruise ship. Electric. You just got to plug it in and charge it up.
Okay. Well, maybe one day.
And maybe they'll have some nice chairs on there that you like.
Maybe they will, because there's a chair that only costs close to $3,000. But it feels and smells like human flesh.
Ew. No.
What? Ew. What?
Human flesh? What?
Well, okay. So, you know, it's a real thing. Some people want that human touch. They need that touch. They want to feel someone or smell. Well, they said that this chair is made out of plastic and silicone, and it's just they spray some pheromones into the furniture, and it feels like a fat man's stomach is what they say.
I have never been alone in my life, Monica, and thought to myself, self, I could really go for the scent of human flesh. I've never.
Maybe you want to, but you got it. Maybe you want to knock. You don't want to knock it before you try it.
Would you get a candle with the scent of human flesh, Monica?
I mean, I'm no Hannibal Lecter, but.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, if Yankee Candle put one out, I'll be interested.
Quote of the day from Monica Brooks. I'm no Hannibal Lecter.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Today's Thang Hack, I am going to help you become more persuasive.
Okay.
When talking to people. Monica, what do you got?
I'm going to help keep your deceased loved one alive.
Deceased loved
one. I'm going to bring
him back. Oh, boy. Okay.
I'm going to bring him back.
Let me get mine the hell out the way first. All right. Well, this is a mental life hack.
Okay.
On how to be more persuasive to get people to do stuff for you. All right. And this is a good one. This isn't manipulative or anything.
Uh-huh.
You just have to appeal to the person's identity versus the activity you want them to do. So there's a study that says, by appealing to someone's identity. So, for example, if you want your kids to help you clean, instead of going up to your children and saying, hey, can you help me clean? What you should say to them is, hey, will you be mommy's helper?
Okay.
And by appealing to their identity as being a helper versus focusing on the activity, they're more than likely to do it. So with coworkers, if you want to go up and instead of saying, hey, why don't you manage a project for me? Mm-hmm. You go up to them and say, will you be my project manager?
Ooh.
And now the title, the identity, it stands
now,
up to
him. I will
him.
Say with Hendrix, I have said, hey, will you help mommy out with this? And he gives that little side eyebrow. And I'm like, Hen, now I'm going to assign. No, you're going to help mommy.
But see, right no, here. But the phrasing was wrong. The phrasing was wrong. You don't what? Say, do you want to help mommy?
Oh, got to give him the title
do
of mommy.
Do you want to be mommy's helper?
Mommy's helper. You know
yes.
what? I'm going to set up a camera this weekend. Because, you know,
it?
Yes, yeah, and chore day. It's gonna roll around, you know. So I'm gonna test it out.
And it also works in reverse too for like negative things. So if Hendrix, let's say Hendrix telling some fibs, he's lying a little bit here and there.
Fibs.
Instead of saying to Hendrix, "Don't you lie," you say to him, "Don't be a liar." Because now his identity is a liar, and he doesn't want to be
a
liar.
Be a fibber.
Yeah. So appeal to people's identity versus the task. Now let me get out of Monica's way before she brings people back from the dead.
Oh, what? And this is a great idea that I have. It's going to help out at least 10 people.
Okay, 10 people.
Okay, because you have a loved one that has passed away.
I do. Very sad.
I'm sorry.
I have a few.
You know, sorry for your loss. Well, have them cremated or just a part of them cremated.
A part
Can you
of
do
them
that?
Cremated.
Can you request a part?
I guess we're going to find out.
I don't know. But so you have a part of them cremated. Take those ashes and put them in an hourglass, like sands through the hourglass. And use them as a board game. Like, use them for, you know, your time clock, your watch. What?
So I'm going to come over to your house. We're going to play Trivial Pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to...
With the ashes of a great uncle.
I got to flip great uncle Rob over.
Yes.
And every time I want to play.
Instead of sands through the hourglass, you got great uncle right
Do you
there.
Think your great uncle wants to be equipment to a board game?
But why not? I bring him in the office. Yeah.
I mean this very lovingly.
What?
I can't wait for you to die so I can do this to your body.
What?
That's what's going to happen. If you are keeping track at home, it's your K92 Morning Thing, Antoine Terrell, Monica Brooks. I am on debit card number 3 in the year 2023.
What is going on?
And it's just June, so that means every 2 months I've had to get a brand new debit card. And I thought I was going to have to get a fourth one, Monica, because I went to buy some lunch the other day, pulled into the drive-thru, opened up my wallet, no card.
Come on.
No card.
You just got it.
And my wallet. Let's see, what's today? Today is June 9th. Uh-huh. I've had my debit card for 11 days. The brand new one for 11 days. So what happened was, you know, you get a new debit card.
Yes.
You have to, you know, update all the online payments.
Uh-huh.
So earlier this week, I was trying to pay my cable bill, mm-hmm. and I needed to update the card that they had on file.
Right.
I don't know why I'm so dumb, but when I finished doing that, instead of just putting the debit card back in my wallet where it belongs, I decided to put it on the back of the couch.
On the back of the couch.
On the back of the couch. I just sat it right there. Of all the places. And so what happened was, it fell between the couch cushions. And I had no clue. I was like, why would it be here? So I searched the entire house 2 days in a row.
Yes.
And finally found it.
You make a mess trying to find one thing. And there it is.
I had already prepared my call to the bank. I had already prepared the lie that I was going to tell them. I was going to tell them I got robbed.
What?
And somebody stole my wallet. I can't have them say it.
They'd be like, again?
Antoine, you were just in here, sir. I'm like, I'm sorry, James.
I think they would report you to someone. I don't know why or what they would
say. Yeah. I'm running a scam.
Maybe
that's what it is.
Something's up with him.
But I think it's my memory altogether because, Monica, I got a text message from my tailor the other day that says, excuse me, sir, did you forget to pick up one of your suits? Listen, my tailor has had my black suit that she tailored for me since April. Since the beginning of April. I've paid for it.
You know what?
She's tailored it. I paid for it. It's just been hanging out there.
You need to take this weekend and just think about life. What else have you forgotten? What else is out there?
I'm so sad right now. I don't know what's going on with my memory. Are you forgetful? Have you been forgetful lately? Text in to 52353. Let us know. There's a text in from Dean in Roanoke. Antoine, punch a hole in your card and put it on your key ring.
Might as well.
Now I'm going to lose my key ring. The debit card's the problem. It's not me. It's the debit card.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
How about he's ready to retire from being a donor because he has 65 kids and 7 on the way? Kyle Gordy, 32-year-old.
I thought you were going to say Nick Cannon. That's what I thought
Nick
you were going to say.
Nick Cannon, he said he has more to go. He's good. But this guy, Kyle Gordy, is 32 and says that I'm retiring as a donor. After 65 kids and I have 7 on the way, I'm ready to find true love.
Okay, so he's a sperm donor.
Yep.
We can say that. Yeah,
we can say that.
That's a scientific
word. Yeah, that's what
word.
It is. Science. But he's ready for true love. And so he's stopping. He said, I'm done. I'm done with this whole, you know, fathering everyone on earth.
Give me the numbers again.
65 kids and 7 on the way.
65, so 72 children.
Uh-huh. but he says, I'm done. Retire from it. I'm ready for real love.
He has an entire college football team.
Do you put that on your dating profile? Do you wait until after the first or second date? How does that roll?
I feel that has to come up at some point.
Well,
you have to tell your partner that you have 72 children.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you can text in 52353. What is your response to that? How do you respond on the first date, second date?
How do you tell somebody?
Maybe we have sperm donors in the area. How do you explain your children?
Yes, please let us know.
Let us know.
In fact, don't even text in. Call in. 540-774-9236. How do you tell people that you're a... That's a legit question.
Yeah, you have to tell... You know, I think by the second date, you want to mention that maybe in college, I was making extra money by being a donor, and I have 10 kids out there.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I've never thought about the conversation that you have with your future partners or current partners. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. You have 72 kids. You need $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound.
How about it?
Hey, feeling good.
Feels good.
So good. So good.
And you're aware that you just called her a baby stink bug.
A baby stink bug. And I imagine they're probably precious little bugs, you know?
You're
precious.
So rude. We want you to text in to 52353 or call in 540-774-9236 and let us know what has you feeling good heading into the weekend. Like this one text to Monica that says, I'm feeling good because I'm off for the first Friday in months.
Oh.
And so I responded to the text. I'm like, hey, well, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's first Friday. And they said, I am keeping my son out of school. He's only 4 years old. We are spending the day with him, taking him to the park, lunch, and maybe swimming if the weather is warm enough.
Okay, cool. Enjoy the day.
It's a nice little
your
day.
Friday.
Lucky mm-hmm. him. He gets to be off, too.
Yes, yeah.
Monica, what has you feeling okay, good?
I'm feeling good because my addiction to banana pudding is now over. Yeah, yeah. Because we were talking about that just yesterday, how I said I was on a roll, banana pudding. I just walking in the store every day.
Yes.
Every day they see me. Well, yesterday I walked in and the girl said, a banana pudding.
She
started singing.
You wanted.
I like, yeah. And I realized, I believe I purchased the last one. And I said, this is good that it's done.
You're
it's done.
Done.
It's what a wrap.
What if I bring you some in?
Nope.
I'm just saying.
I won't even look at it.
I know you love it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to
I
help
do,
you.
But I'm not looking
I'm
at
a
it.
Team player. keep texting in your feel good to 523-53. Monica, I am feeling good about graduation.
Okay.
Specifically, one graduate in particular. I need to shout out my guy, Seth.
Seth.
Seth is graduating today. Seth is one of the first kids that I ever worked with at my previous job.
Okay.
And he kind of started, I think like he started there a week after I did.
Uh-huh.
So we
y'all
were.
Came up together.
We came up together. We rode in this car together.
That's cool.
And now here he is so many years later graduating. So, so proud of him.
Aww.
Like, it's just awesome. He helped me become a better person by working with him every day. It helped me learn things.
That means that he gets a great graduation gift.
Wait a
Cash
minute.
App is coming through.
Monica,
right?
You stop. You
Zale, whatever
stop
you got.
Stop saying things. Huh? How much money?
What, 150?
You know what? I need to turn these
right?
microphones off. You
what?
Keep you texting in 52353 or call in 540-774-9236. Don't listen to Monica.
Feeling good.
Feels good. So good. So good.
Ah! Your K92 morning thing. We are feeling good, and so are you because you're texting in now to 52353, letting us know what has you feeling good. Like, for example, Alyssa from Blacksburg, Monica, is saying that she is feeling good because she gets to move into her new apartment so soon, her first place without any roommates.
Yay!
And Monica should try banana pudding pie.
Okay. All right. I will give that a shot. Later
bringing
on.
That addiction back because Monica's over
on.
Her addiction of banana pudding. Trying to bring
There's
it back.
Another text that says, shh. I'm one sleep away from going on vacation. I haven't done that in 15 years. Don't say my name.
We're going to keep it a secret. Don't say the rest. Don't say the rest. Somebody is getting a great vacation.
15
that's
years.
Coming out. 15 years
Goodness.
Without a vacation.
Enjoy it.
Don't come back. That's your home now.
No, we want you to come back. You know, you can listen to us online.
Yeah. K92radio.com. Yeah. All right. Let's say good morning to Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
All right, Jenna. What has you feeling good heading into the weekend?
Listen, I'm feeling good about being single.
Yeah! All right. Newly
the crowd
single.
Erupts for you, Jenna. So you're newly single now. You ready to party it up, huh?
Yes, I am. My girlfriends are going to be taking me out for dinner, and I'm excited.
Oh, this is when Monica invites herself. I just want to let
do
you
it.
Know
see,
what's about
I
to
waited.
Happen.
I waited, and I didn't do it. But if I see you out and about, hello. I'm like, are you Jenna? You sound familiar.
All right, Jenna.
Listen, you could come.
All right.
Jenna, you do not know what you have just unleashed on the world. Well, Jenna, you have fun, and you be safe. Let's see. We got some more text messages in here to 52353. Chris from Bedford said he's feeling good for a three-day weekend tomorrow and a house that's already clean so he can just relax.
There you go, Chris. Oh, did we read the one, today's my last day at work, then I'm off to the beach for a week. Woohoo!
I'm so jealous of all these vacations.
Well.
I want to go somewhere.
We can pretend.
I'm going to close my eyes. Put some sand under my feet over here. Make sure you stay tuned. We have K92 Secret Celebrity coming up next. Your K92 morning thing. It's time for today's Secret Celebrity. So let's say good morning to Beth. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
How are you doing on this Friday morning?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. You have any big plans this weekend? that you can share?
She said, no. She said, we'll just see what happens. I like that.
Well, maybe she didn't want to give them because all of her friends aren't included. So she doesn't want to put anybody on blast. That's what I would do. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it is time for today's Secret Celebrity. Monica is going to give you a description of a celebrity. And if you can correctly identify that celebrity, then we're going to hook you up.
Yep. You get some Salem Red Sox tickets, okay? Because you're going to help me out, Beth, all right?
Sounds great.
Because I was just chilling at the Waffle House having some hash browns chunked with cheese. That's good, right? And this guy, this huge guy walked in. Huge. He tried to squeeze into a booth, and instead of cussing, he said, Kazam. And he ordered everything on the menu and started talking about his basketball career and how he turned into the sheriff of Bedford County for a couple days. And, you know, and after eating all the food on the menu, he had the nerve to say, I want a crunch bar for dessert.
This is going to be a fun one right here. Beth, who do you believe today's secret celebrity is?
Kazam.
You're saying Kazam.
LeBron James, maybe?
LeBron James, that is. That's incorrect. So sorry, Beth. All right, what we need you to do is call in now, 540-774-9236. If you know who today's secret celebrity is, we're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to the Salem Red Sox, and you can text in the correct answer.
Yes, you can.
52353. Make sure you give name and town because...
Yeah, but he was a local celebrity. Local,
Monica.
You know, what? I know that's his name.
I'm talking about Kazam.
What?
I'm talking about your clue of Kazam. Mm-hmm. That movie came out in
1912.
I don't even know when it was.
But he was a sheriff just like yesterday of Bedford County, so some people know him.
Let's see who we got right here. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
All right, Mark. Mark, do you know who today's secret celebrity is?
It would be Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes, Mark.
The big Aristotle. There's so many.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Monica could have said Lakers, could have said Orlando Magic.
I could have said that. You know what?
She said
you know,
all those.
You're right about that. Basketball. So, Mark, you get those tickets to the Salem Red Sox game, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, Mark, don't go anywhere. We have to get all of your information.
You know what? You're point with that. Lakers, that's something to throw
just
out there.
Just basketball in general. Yeah. But instead, let's talk about Kazam.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Her milkshake brings all the elders to the yard.
Monica.
What? All right.
How dare you?
New couple alert. Khalees, the singer, she is reportedly dating, the actor Bill Murray.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
He's 72. She's 43. You know, she lost her husband last year.
Her husband passed away.
He had cancer and he's like found out gone. Just like within a couple of months. Real sad situation. But she's clearly dating.
You know what's interesting about this couple?
Actually,
I take it back.
What?
Monica, how do you feel about them being a couple
before
I share my opinion?
Okay, well, I say I'm all right with it. You have one life to live. Enjoy yourselves. Who cares? Do your thing.
Bill Murray.
They're smiling.
He didn't age well. And I mean, he's 72 years old, so what are you supposed to look like at 72?
Shoot.
I don't feel he aged
take
well.
Take a hair clip and pull that skin back and just...
What is he, an alien now?
I mean, I'm looking... Well, it's all right. He's fine.
And people are saying that they knew something was up because he has been spotted at her shows in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, why is Bill Murray at a Khalees concert on the side of the stage?
You know, because I see the pictures of them, and they both are smiling and seem happy together.
And that's really all that
matters,
right?
So it's like, why not?
But come on, looking at those two together.
What are you thinking about everything? How that, yeah.
Yes, there are Khalees a lot of questions.
Khalees is wild. So you better make sure he has all his vitamins and all that stuff. You know, take all, you know, Boniva, joint juice, whatever you need.
All the vitamins.
Yes, all of it. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
You're listening to your K92 morning thing, and there are things to be watched over this weekend.
Yeah, kids are out of school, so maybe you want something to do, hang back with the kids, pop some popcorn.
As you say that, I'm looking through everything. I'm like, is anything kid-friendly?
Maybe you want to send the kids outside, and you want to sit on the couch and enjoy a movie.
We have something that's kid-friendly, but we are going to start on Apple TV Plus with The Crowded Room that stars Tom Holland.
Okay, I like him.
And just to let you know that upon completion of this show, Tom Holland has said that he has taken a break, a year off from acting because of all of the emotions, all of the things that he had to put into this. He said he had to feel things in this role that he's never felt in real life before.
Okay.
So the crowded room, it follows Danny Sullivan, who's Tom Holland's character, a man who was arrested following his involvement in a shooting in New York City in 1979. It's a captivating thriller told through the series of interviews with an interrogator trying to figure out what's going on in Tom Holland's life to push him to this point.
Okay.
Yeah. That's The Crowded Room. It's on Apple TV Plus. On HBO Max, Avatar, The Way of Water is now streaming.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so it's now streaming for those that did not want to go to the theater and sit through it.
About 5 hours?
For like 17 hours.
Yep.
It is now on Max, and I believe it's also coming to Disney Plus. I'm not completely sure about that, but I know it's on Max right now, which used to be HBO Max. It's a sequel to the original Avatar. It's really good.
Yes.
It's long.
So when you break it into pieces.
It's really good, Monica. It's really beautiful. It's very well done. But it's a sequel to Avatar. It's The Way of Water. You should check it out. I really enjoyed it last year when I went to see it. And go to the movie theater right now and see Transformers Rise of the Beast.
All you hear are just machines moving really loud.
Listen, I saw this trailer back in January.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, they can have all my money. This trailer is so good.
Okay.
Transformers Rise of the Beast. It's a Transformers movie. You know, Monica loves her some Optimus Prime.
I do, and I enjoy the Transformers movies because, I mean, I watch with Hendrix, so he's going to be all about it.
Yeah,
so,
and it's the same thing. They come from nowhere. Here come some aliens. Yeah. They got to fight the aliens.
Optimus! Yeah, I mean, my Optimus is Shaquille O'Neal sound, too, so, you know.
If Optimus Prime had to order some coffee at Starbucks, what would that sound like?
I would like a latte grande with extra milk.
Okay.
I don't know. See, that wasn't good.
That wasn't
Optimus
your best.
Prime.
That's better. So yeah, to run it down one more time, on Apple TV Plus, we have The Crowded Room starring Tom Holland. On Max, we have Avatar The Way of Water now streaming. And then go to the movie theater to see Transformers Rise of the Beast. Make sure you go to our website, K92Radio.com, to check out the trailers. I guarantee you. You watch the trailer for this Transformers movies, you're going to start drooling at the mouth. Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. Monica, are you cool if we do a couple of shout outs real quick?
Let's do it.
Some Friday shout outs. All right, because we have some local high school sports teams that are playing in their state tournaments today, tomorrow, this weekend.
Okay, nice.
So we're going to show them some love real quick. So on the baseball side, we need to give a shout out to Cave Spring Boys baseball team. They are playing in the semifinal today. If they win today, they play tomorrow. Let's shout out Northside Softball, Cave Spring Softball. Both of them are playing today. Northside plays in 1 hour.
Oh, wow.
And then Cave Spring, they play at 1 p.m. The boys soccer team from Glenver, they have their state tournament game at Roanoke College today at 3 p.m. And then girls soccer, Easton Montgomery, they play Northampton at 11 a.m. at Salem High School this morning, as well as Glenver's soccer team. They play Clark County in 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes. Okay. So, all right. So you know what? School's out. So, you know, focus on the game and win.
If you're not doing anything, get out there and support them. Even if you don't have a kid that goes to that school, you didn't go to that school, get out there and support them. All right, especially the local game. So, yeah, shout out to them, killing it. Bring all of those rings home.
Please.
And shout out to my girl, Lexi, on the softball team. Got to show her
hey,
love.
Lexi.
K92. Your K92 morning thing. It's Antoine Terrell. It's Monica Brooks. And this is a conversation for another day. This is definitely a conversation for another day. But we need to talk about Monica finding just random things in the bathroom.
Yeah, I found something in the bathroom that could, I feel like they were for me to take if I wanted to.
Are you allowed to keep items that you find in public bathrooms? That's the question.
Bathroom, though.
You can weigh in right now, 52353. We're going to have a deeper conversation on Monday.
Yeah,
we'll talk Monday about this because we don't have enough time today.
Yeah, but cute, right? I think.
Okay. I mean, it looks nice, but we'll talk about it on Monday because I was just teasing too much. One thing you don't have to wait until Monday for is $5,000 with the K92 Secret Sound.
Yeah, because Freddie Mac, he's going to have a clue for you at 12:30, and then your next chance to guess will be at 3 o'clock with Bob Patrick.
$5,000 right there for the weekend.
Yep, so make sure to have our number, 540-774-9236, so when you're calling 19, you can win that big money.
All right, now we're going to have a brand new episode of The Thing on Monday, but before we get out of here today,
we have the Morning Thing Nugget. Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you. Unplug.
I'm a little concerned about where the plug and the outlet and all that stuff is. The logistics of this kind of freaks me out. Whatever you do this weekend, have fun, be safe. We will see you Monday morning.
Toodaloo.
Peace.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.